So it's not about, wow, this sucks. We can't even enjoy old 90s TV or humor or anything anymore. No, this is this, what you're witnessing is essentially a psychological lobotomy of an entire generation now that has had their sense of humor trained out of them. And once you lose your sense of humor, you can no longer recognize a lot of different things in life. Once you can no longer find the humor in life, you miss out on a lot of angles and perspectives, and you lose your ability to self-reflect and have self-awareness. And so that's why this is scary to me. Not only does it sadden me that we could have an entire generation of Americans left humorless, it saddens me because now their minds are going to be so lobotomized that they not only won't understand humor or irony, it becomes a point where they can't even recognize fact from fiction. All they can recognize is whether or not something is offensive or bigoted or transphobic or homophobic, because that has been their training. This might seem trivial, and you may have seen this headline, and we all know the story. Jennifer Aniston says a whole generation now finds Friends offensive. Do you think much about that? Does that bother you? Do you really think about the implications of this or what it means? I do. And it actually scares me. Now, Friends was probably the second most popular TV show in its time behind Seinfeld, I'm guessing. I don't know. It was Friends and Seinfeld, top TV shows for sitcoms, probably of all time. And I don't think anybody ever found Friends offensive at the time. So why is now what was a beloved, popular sitcom from the 90s considered offensive? Because what has been done to the youth is that humor has somehow been beaten out of their minds and their consciousness and their souls. And so they don't find humor anymore. They don't look for humor. It can't even come naturally to them because they're told all these different prerequisites about racism and bigotry and ableism and all this stuff that now jokes aren't funny. Jokes are offensive. Now, aside from robbing an entire generation of humans the ability to have a sense of humor or the enjoyment that humor can bring out of life, even in your darkest moments, humor can still lift you up. Humor can still brighten your darkest days. And they have removed our tendency towards humor and replaced it with a tendency towards being offended. But I think it's worse than just denying an entire generation of children humor. Now you've got a situation where one of the great weapons used against tyranny, one of the great weapons used against lies, humor, comedy, is no longer going to be effective. Think about that. That's scary, because now you're talking about language no longer being effective. Now you're talking about genuine, organic emotions not being effective, and now everything being trained with a stimuli to get a desired outcome. In other words, you're not laughing at the Friends joke on TV. You find it offensive because it targets an other or a group. And now this is how you're critically thinking about everything going through life instead of finding the joy in life and the humor in life. And then you no longer can see irony. And then you can no longer see double standards. And then you no longer have any ability to self-reflect or have self-awareness. Because after all, what's the greatest joke of all? If you can't laugh at yourself, you're missing out on the greatest joke of all. So now this has all been removed, and you've set up a situation where an entire generation not only can't even comprehend, understand, or enjoy humor or having a sense of humor, they are now these emotionless, mindless blobs that are going to be easily manipulated and deceived into becoming mindless zombie slaves. And that's what you are seeing. So it's not about, wow, this sucks. We can't even enjoy old 90s TV or humor or anything anymore. No, this is what you're witnessing is essentially a psychological lobotomy of an entire generation now that has had their sense of humor trained out of them. And once you lose your sense of humor, you can no longer recognize a lot of different things in life. Once you can no longer find the humor in life, you miss out on a lot of angles and perspectives. And you lose your ability to self-reflect and have self-awareness. And so that's why this is scary to me. Not only does it sadden me that we could have an entire generation of Americans left humorless, it saddens me because now their minds are going to be so lobotomized that they not only won't understand humor or irony, it becomes a point where they can't even recognize fact from fiction. All they can recognize is whether or not something is offensive or bigoted or transphobic or homophobic, because that has been their training. So now you approach everything you see in the world with, is it offensive? Is it not offensive? Who does it offend? Who does it not offend? And as soon as you look at the world like that, your entire worldview can be manipulated. Your entire mind can be deceived. And you are turned into a zombie slave that will wear a face mask when you're told to, take a vaccine when you're told to, shut down your business, lock yourself in your house when you're told to. And even when your mind has been erased, there's been one edge, there's been one opening that humans have used to still crack inside of it and give it an opening for a vision, for a perspective that they didn't have before. And that has been comedy. That has been humor. And now the left is removing it. Anything that is a threat to the left establishment, just like in 1984, anything that is a threat to the leftist, centralized, authoritarian establishment will be eliminated. Humor is a threat to them. So that's why they're eliminating it. And that's why they're telling kids that everything is offensive. So you can't even wear a Halloween costume. You can't even make a joke. You can't say this. You can't do that. It's all offensive. And now you've got children like you saw in the movie Equilibrium, or like you saw in Nazi Germany, that will turn their parents in because they have been turned into these mindless, emotionless zombies that only respond to stimuli of, is it offensive or is it not? We showed the video yesterday on the War Room of the creator of Libs of TikTok, Chaya Rychik, finding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez at the Capitol, where she filed an ethics complaint against AOC for lying about her. And so she went with the Heritage Foundation's lawyers and filed an ethics complaint against AOC for lying about her on the floor of the Capitol. And there's precedent there. So when she dropped off the file at AOC's office, AOC wasn't there. She went to the cafeteria in the Capitol and happened to run into AOC, where she posed for a picture, and AOC didn't even know who she was talking to. And so posed for the picture, and it was kind of a funny little troll moment. And then Shia said, oh, by the way, I'm serving you an ethics complaint. You lied about me. Will you please stop lying about me? And then AOC called her a transphobe and ran away. Now, before I even saw this in the media today, I knew how the left was going to respond. And I was already planning on this coverage, this response to the video that you see on the screen in front of me. But I knew how the left was going to respond, and it all ties in together. So the left comes out today and is saying, wow, this is embarrassing for libs of TikTok. This is embarrassing for conservatives. This is embarrassing for Chaya Raichik. This is embarrassing for the Heritage Foundation. They thought they could troll AOC, and she didn't even know who they were. She's never heard of any of them. Wow, you must be embarrassed. That's how big of no-names you are. Actually, that's the entirely wrong response to this. Because what this actually exposes is not how unpopular libs of TikTok is. The numbers speak for themselves. What this actually exposes is something that has been the case for years, something I've heard Rush Limbaugh speak into my ears since I was a tiny little kid listening. The left, liberals, Democrats, folks, they have no idea who we are, what we stand for, what we represent, what we think, what we say, or literally even what we look like. They don't even make the effort. How is it that almost every conservative, I'm not saying we have universal omnipotent knowledge and memory, but I mean, conservatives walk through DC, they know what politicians look like. They know what members of the media look like. I mean, how many times have I been out on the streets, at the airport, whatever, I see a politician, I see a member of the media, I start filming, I start having a conversation, because I know who they are. I know who my opposition is politically. I know what they all look like. I know their names. I know what they think. I know what they say, because it's important to me. I have to know what my opposition stands for, because now I understand what they're trying to do. Oh, now I understand. Oh, my energy bill is going up. Why is that? Oh, they promote shutting down the energy. Oh. The border's wide open. Millions of illegals pouring in, fentanyl pouring in. Why is that? Oh, they have an open border policy. So we understand that. So AOC not knowing who libs of TikTok was is not a flex. That's not embarrassing for Chaya. No, it's embarrassing for AOC is what it is. And it shows you that it's true. The liberals don't even take the effort to know who we are, what we stand for, what we say, what we think, or what we really believe in. They don't even take the effort, folks. They don't even take the effort. That's what's sad about this. And AOC will go on the floor of Congress with a speech that she wrote, or maybe somebody wrote for her, and she will lie about Chaya Raichik, and she will lie about libs of TikTok, and she doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't even know what she looks like. Rush Limbaugh was right all those years. He said it. They don't take the time to know who we are. They don't take the time to understand who we are. They don't take the time and effort to know what we stand for, why we stand for it. All they do is lie and straw man and then think it's real. That's all they do. They lie about us, they straw man us, and then that's what they actually believe. It's a pathological liar is what it is. It's the psychological phenomenon of being a pathological liar where you lie so much and you don't even try to find the truth. You end up believing your own lies. You end up living your own lies. So no, libs of TikTok and Chaya Raichik are not so unpopular that AOC didn't recognize her or embarrassed because AOC didn't know who she was. No, AOC should be embarrassed that she goes on the floor of Congress and lies about somebody that she knows nothing about, doesn't even know what they look like. And the larger issue here is apparent. Leftists don't even take the effort to understand what conservatives are all about. They don't even take the effort. They don't even care. Before you can even have a discussion, before you can even have civil discourse with them, they've already cast you off as a racist, as a bigot, as a transphobe, as a homophobe, and it doesn't even matter the facts of the situation. Why do you think liberals call black people white supremacists? Why do you think liberals call gay people homophobes? Why do you think liberals call immigrants xenophobes? They don't even care. They don't even take the effort. They have no understanding of who we are or what we stand for. Zero, zilch, nada, and they don't care. The only principle a liberal has, the only consistent value and foundation that a liberal has, is that they oppose you. That's it. You're pro-war. During the Bush years, they're anti-war. You're anti-war, they're pro-war. You're anti-free speech, they're pro-free speech. You're pro-free speech, they're anti-free speech. They have no values. All they have is opposing you and the lies they tell about you that they believe.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about... Nah.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.